Okay, very exciting. We're picking up with the new Masechta. We're picking up Masechta Gittin today. Daf Beis. Our learning is once again sponsored. Ilu Nishma Shulamis Bas Yaakov. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. So to give a little bit of Divrei Hakdama to Masechta's Gittin, we know that a get, generally the way we refer to it and the way people talk about it is referring to, obviously, the document of divorce that a man gives to a wife. But the term get, should be noted, is not literally only for divorce. It can refer to any document. Generally, obviously, the connotation, even in the times of the Gemara, the Tosafot already discusses this, is generally done referring to what we call a get, a bill of divorce that the husband is going to be giving to the wife. But just to note that it might come up, a get sometimes can refer to any shtar, any document. Why dafka is it lashon of get? So Tosafot point out that it's actually the gematria of gimel and tuf is 12, and that's because the general get was written with 12 lines, and that is why we have the lashon of a get. Now, when it comes to kedushin, we know isha miskadeshes bekesef v'shtar bibia. That's the first mishnah in Mishnah Kedushin. However, when it comes to gittin, it is not that way. When it comes to a get, there is only one way which a person can give a get, through the shtar, through the get, through this what we call the stage of giving over this document to the woman. That is the only way a person can affect a get. And it's also important to note that whether it's be'erusin or benisun, it doesn't matter. A woman, as we pointed many times, that when a person does harayim, that's what's halachically called the erusin. That is fully a level of marriage de'oraisa. And she needs to get divorced. And she's not allowed to remarry. And there's an isher kari, so she has religion to anybody else, mamzerim, etc. That is going to, even more than that, it's going to be chayv misa. So that is, she requires a get. From both stages, you're required. So another point when it comes to get is that a get requires lishma. It needs to be for her sake, for the sake of the woman being divorced. So it has to write, right? We learn at la lishma, and it has to be something which is specifically given with the intent of divorce and the intent of giving to that specific woman. The Gemara of Mishnah's example, right? If you have Reuven divorcing Rachel, lived in Yerushalayim, and they end up working things out. Oh, and then a week later, there's another Reuven divorcing Rachel in Yerushalayim. It's a different couple. So that obviously is a problem, lishma, and that get is puzzled to be used. Besides for that, there also, we learn that from Imla Matzachin Be'inav that the halacha of a divorce is that the husband has to divorce from his own free will. He has to say that he's divorcing her. So we have an exception, which is that there is a way that the Rabbanan have the ability to basically force the guy to say that he wants to give it. He has to say he wants to do it. That's the famous Shaila, one of the most famous Rambams, is that really, Pintalayid, really, he really wants to do it. His Yetzer Hara is stopping him from doing it. And when we force him, we hit him until he says, Rotzani, Makim Mach Rotzani, that is okay, because really, Be'etzim, he's doing what his Yetzer Tov, what he really, Be'etzim, wants to be doing, even if he really claims that he's being forced to, but he says he wants Rotzani, that is going to be okay. Now, when it comes to a get, there's two main sections of a get. It's two main parts. There's the Toref and the Tofis. The Toref is just the date, the names of the husband and the wife, their point where they used to live. Now we don't write that, but that was the time of the Gemara. They used to write that way. And the second section is the Tofes. The Tofes is a standard text that was written in all Gittin, and it's just talking about the ramifications of what's going to happen in the event that they are getting divorced right now. They use the Ksav Ashuris, and really a get could be written on almost anything, right? Not if it's Mechubar Lakarka, but anything else. Lav Dafka doesn't have to be a klaf or a paper, but we obviously, nowadays we use that, and it has to be, but that's why we use a sofer, because it has to be written in Ksav Ashuris, which is why the husband has to actually commission the sofer. He has to tell him that he is supposed to be writing it for it needs to be that he writes it for the sake of doing the get, and he knows that he's established to do that. And when it comes to the idea of Edim, just like there's a concept of Ein Davar Shebe'er Pachos Mishnayim, you always need two witnesses to establish that's the same thing when it comes to divorce also. So it requires witnesses to give it the status, and that's the Shaila, the fundamental Shaila of the Machlokas Tanayim between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar. Between Edim Asira Karsi or Edim Chasima Karsi. According to Rabbi Meir, he understands that the witnesses are the ones who are signing the get, that the husband told these witnesses to sign the get. Those are the Iker witnesses. That's called Ede Chasima Karsi, that the witnesses who sign the get, they're the ones who are the current giving it the power to remove their marriage and create the divorce. So that's a That's the whole shaila, is that many understand that in addition to those who sign the get, obviously you also requires the fact that you'd need a de mesira. How could it be that that actually is the giving over the get is when she receives it? That's how some Rishonim want to taina. But either way, that's the shita of Rav Meir. Rabbi Lazar understands that the get itself does not have the nature to create the divorce. Rather, the witnesses are needed is the witnesses who are seeing the delivery of the get. The two witnesses, that's what's called Ede Mesira Karsi. It comes up time and time again in this Masechta. And according to Belezer, so why is it that Bechlal, we have two witnesses signing on a get? Is because it's a practical problem, is that they're not going to be signed on it. There's going to be nobody, someone's taking the get overseas. She's not able to prove that she was ever divorced. So we have them sign on it. So that it basically turns into a shtaraya that she can get divorced with it. So that's the whole shaila. The nafkamina is going to be when the Torah says, because of Lazar, that he writes her the divorce. So according to Meir, understands because of law is that it's the witnesses, the fact that they're signing the get is the ikar ksiva. So that's that according. So therefore, lishma is on the fact that the witnesses are signing the get for the sake of the woman who is being divorced, and the husband obviously had to tell them to do so. So that would be the din of that would be the din of Rabbi Meir. So right, the Gemara is going to have in the next and Daf Gimel, we're going to have it, Rabbi Meir, that even if a get was found in a trash, that it can be affect the get as long as the husband had signed it lishma and gave it to his wife. According to Rabbi Lazar, that the Torah does not require the witnesses sign the get at all. It's only a takana derabanan for darkei shalom that they should be able to use it. So according to the idea, when he says that he has to write v'kas of la sefer krisus, that's referring to the actual point of the get itself, that the sofer has to write that point lishma. So therefore, according to him, if the Torah was not written lishma, it's not going to be valid. Okay, that is the din of the get over here. So now, it's very fascinating. I remember when Shechter doing Maseches Gittin, so Shechter pointed out that the first Mishnah, it's kind of like out of order, that the Mishnahs that talk about what the Iker get is aren't until much later. Zorik, when it comes up much later. This, the very first Mishnah is really discussing a Din Derabanan. The Din Derabanan is that we know that when the person is bringing over a get, you have to establish that it was written and signed Lishma, and that does not apply in all cases. The Mishnah is now already starting with the Takana Derabanan to have it done Lishma. So now the Gemara says, let's start with the Mishnah. Ready to start. Hamevi get min medina sayam. So you have a shliach. He's bringing a get from he's bringing a get to Eretz Yisrael from medina sayam. Medina sayam, Rashi already points out, is any area that's going to be except Bavel, because we're going to see one of the ideas is that we're afraid that they don't know the halachas. So in Bavel they knew it also. So therefore it was not an issue. It's machlokas, we'll see, but that's just making it simpler now. Tzarech shiomer, so he has to establish and say, b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. So the agent, the shaliach, has to declare that it was written in my presence and signed in my presence. The Gemara is going to explain why do I need both those statements, but that's what he has to say. Someone who brings it from the town of Rechem and Cheger. Rechem and Cheger, Rashi points out, those are the Lashonos of Kadesh and Bered. That was just the Aramaic Lashon that we have for them. That's the Targum of Ben Kadesh Leber. That's Rashi Shita. Fine. Those two areas, you also have to make this declaration. Even if someone brings it from Kfar Ludim Lelud, those are two cities. Lud was in the border of Eretz Yisrael, and Kfar Ludim was outside the border of Eretz Yisrael. That is where you also have to make this declaration, and the Gemara is going to explain what's the difference to each one of them later, not today, but we'll get to that. Bezer Shem Daf Dalet. So the Gemara says, "V'chachamim omrim eino tzarech shiomer v'fanenechtam ela mevi mevinasem v'amolich." The Chachamim say that you only have to write that it was written in my presence, designed in my presence, when you are bringing it from abroad or taking it there. The Gemara is going to ask, so isn't that the Tanna Kamma? What's the difference between that and Tanna Kamma? We're going to get to that. What if you bring it from one area, one province, let's say, to another province in Chutz La'aretz, except for Bavel? You must write and declare, you must declare rather, that it was written in my presence and signed in my presence. Even if it's one... Hegmonia is a city and another city within a different jurisdiction. that, like, for example, is gave when give it over is like from east to, when they used to have East Berlin and West Berlin, right? The different areas, it's one city, it's all Berlin, but it was run by two different governments. So therefore, you would need to, in those examples, also you would need to say Befaninechtav, Befaninechtav. Now, what are the borders of Eretz Yisrael for the purposes of what is going to be brought from Medina Sayam? Rabbi Omer Merekim LeMizrach, that a place of Rekim is already called Medina Sayam. Rekim, Kemizrach, Rekim itself is like the east in terms of the lachas of Gittin. That it's a Rekim is beyond the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael. So if a Shaliach is bringing a get from anywhere east of Rekim, or from Rekim itself to Eretz Yisrael, you have to say Befaninechtav, Befaninechtav. Okay, we're going with Rashi. Those disagree, but we'll go with that's Shitas Rashi. Me'ashkelon ledarum, ve'ashkelon kedarum. Similar with comes to Ashkelon is in the south, and Ashkelon itself is like the area to the south. So it was in the times of Yeshua we have Ashkelon, but it wasn't during when Ezra came to get over the second Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, it's not. It doesn't have the same halacha, and you would be chayav to say before, it's like Medina Sam for this halacha. Me'ako letzafon ve'ako ketzafon. So a place of Ako north is called abroad, ve'ako ketzafon, and so too is Medina Sam. Ako is like the north. So Ako is a border town, half within Eretz Yisrael and half without it. So our Mishnah is talking about the half that's outside of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So that's the opinion. Rabbi Meir Omer Ako ke Eretz Yisrael leGittin. Rabbi Meir says that Ako is like Eretz Yisrael with regards to Gittin, and therefore a person who's bringing it from Ako to Eretz Yisrael does not need to say Befaninechtav Befaninechtav. Befaninechtav Befaninechtav. Maybe get by Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, you're bringing Eretz Yisrael. Ve'im yeshalav Orin. However, if there are those, if their witnesses a claim, or the husband himself claims that the whole get was forged and his wife is making this up, Yiskaya Mechosma, the lacha is that you need what's called a kiyum shtar. Kiyum shtar is that the people who sign the get, they testify and they say that this is in fact our signatures. Or if you have other people that recognize this, they say these signatures aren't forged. These are signatures of Reuben and Shimon. We know them very well. That also would be called a kiyum shtar. Okay, we're going to get more into that, but that's the halacha from the Mishnah. So now we see that there's a takana that when a person brings a get from Chutzar Tzar Tzisrael, he has to declare Befaninechtav, Befaninechtav. So the Gemara says, my time, what is the main reason for this din derabanan that you have to write Befaninechtav, Befaninechtav? So Rabba Omer Lefishe in Bekin Lishma. May I always remember it, because we're going to have a big, it's come up a lot of times, of Rabba and Rava. Rabba is with a hey. So Rabba, hey, Lishma, hey. That's how you remember it. Rabba says, because people outside Israel are not familiar with the halachas, that again needs to be made Lishma, in order that it has to be for the sake of the woman, in order for her to be divorced with it. And therefore, it's ma'akev, right? It says, v'kasav la sefer krisus, which we learn la lishma. And therefore, it needs to be that the husband commanded her and initiated this sofer to write it. And it needs to be also for the sake of the woman that is being divorced. And that's the idea of lishma. So, and apparently, outside of Eretz Yisrael, the people were not learned. So therefore, they didn't know this halacha, and they wrote all these gittin that were not done. They were not done properly. Rav Amar, lest you think that something was so crazy, up until like 30, 40 years ago in America, this was happening all the time. You had people who were like imitating rabbis, not the real practicing rabbis, and make up these things. And they would, because they would charge a lot less, and people used to go to them to get divorced. And the mamish wasn't. It wasn't a divorce at all. So that's a... There were major issues that came out, obviously, from that. And that's what happened. People didn't know what the Iker Halachas were. They just went to this guy who claimed to be a rabbi, and he would make up them. He wouldn't even write it. He wouldn't have Edim. A lot of times it would totally be a major issue. There was Truvas with Ramosha, that once an Orthodox Rav, it was a Zivug Sheni, an Orthodox Rav asked him about it, right? And basically they found out that they were previously married. So there's an idea of Havchana. They have to wait 3 months from when you get divorced. Now this guy, they thought they're now getting married again. Reuven was married to, let's say, Sarah, and Reuven divorced Sarah, what they thought was divorced, but it was been from these fake rabbis, and she wasn't divorced at all. So then Sarah later, 10 years later, wants to get married to Shimon. She hasn't been with Reuven in 10 years. So the Orthodox rabbi says, he's been married for, yes, you have the document. She shows him it's a made-up thing. He sees it's a totally fake document. Reuven's still alive. He has no problem. He gives the get to Sarah. But now there's a whole other shaila for Moshe had to deal with, was that they had a wedding date already. They wanted to get married, like, whatever, it was the next week, the rabbi asked them this. And now they want to get married, and Sarah's marrying Shimon, totally fine. Now she has a get, but you have, there's a halacha, you have to wait 3 months, and now it's a kosher get. Okay, these are all the different shailas that came up. But that's the idea of that they didn't know the halachas. That's Rabba is lishma. That's remember hey and hey. Rava amar lefishen edim etzuyan lekaimo. But Rava says differently. He says because they're not witnesses who are already available in Eretz Yisrael to confirm the get, because you're going from Chutz La'aretz, and they didn't have the Shiara, Rashi says. They didn't have the caravans bringing travelers to Eretz Yisrael often, and therefore it'd be difficult to find people who could recognize these signatures to avoid complications later. Basically, it was better for her that, so the Rabbanan made a takana that you confirm the signatures when he delivers the get, and therefore it's good. And so they made this takana that he should say that it was written in my presence and it was signed in my presence, and that is already a kiyum shtar, and it prevents the husband from later claiming that he never wrote it or it was forged. That is the din that we're saying over here. So the Gemara says, so my binayu, what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina between Rabba and Rava? Says the Gemara, ika binayu, there is the asuya beitre, the halacha of when they, if two of the people came, the Asuya Beitre, if two people brought the get to Eretz Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz, so Rabba says that Rabba requires them to make the declaration, whereas Rava does not, because again, Rabba's understanding it's about that they don't know anything. So if they don't know anything, you want to make sure that it was written Lishma. So Befana Neftam establishes this. So therefore, according to Rabba, we would still require it because we don't know what happened. But according to Rava, if it's all about the idea of that we're afraid that you don't need that you're not going to have a kiyum shtar, but here if two people are bringing it, so then you don't need this declaration because these shlichim themselves will be able to confirm the get at a later time. That's how Rashi explains it. But people are bothered by Rashi. If they don't make this declaration, how do we know that they're able to confirm that it was their signatures? How do they even know it was theirs at all? Maybe they don't recognize the signatures themselves, the ones who are bringing it. And also, the second question is that maybe they're not going to be available later on. So that's why Tosa is very bothered by this Rashi. The Rashba, others, they explain the Gemara differently based on the Asuya Beitre. That's a little bit difficult. But that's how Rashi explains it. Inami, let's give another nafkamina. Medina Be'eretz Yisrael. Where we have an agent who delivered the get from one area to another area in Eretz Yisrael, or meaning from Yehuda to Galil, or something like that, we're assuming that their Shayara was not frequent there. So then, therefore, what would happen? Rabba would consider this declaration not necessary, whereas Rava would require it because we're assuming that according to Rabba, it's only to make sure it was done lishma, which we know in Eretz Yisrael is fine. But according to Rava, where it's all afraid that the Shiara doesn't exist, the Shiara wasn't existent between Yehuda and Galil so that often. Therefore, he considers it necessary in that circumstance to write to say b'fana nechta b'fana nechtam, or inami. Or if you're bringing it between two different towns within the same province in Chutz La'aretz. So if it's the idea of Rabba that it's they're not Pekin Lishmas, then obviously you have to make this declaration because there people don't know it. But if it's the fact that there's no Shiara and there is no, there people aren't going from one to the other, here they are going from one to the other, and therefore according to Rava, this would in fact be fine. So it says the Gemara, Rabba, according to Rabba, who says, Damar Lefisha in Pekin Lishma, the whole idea is that people are not familiar with the idea of Lishma. So Libay Trey, so why shouldn't he require two witnesses to testify? So if the whole idea is that they don't know the halacha, so she would require two witnesses to establish that this was a valid get, just like every edus in the Torah, right? And when it comes to capital offense or halachas of dine mamonos, we require two witnesses. Also, v'yerush, we require two witnesses. So the Gemara answers right now: Eid echad ne'eman be'isurin. That in Eid echad, one person is ne'eman to deal with the lachas of Isser Veheter. For example, if I do shchita, so how am I neman to, maybe I should require two witnesses every time to that my shchita was kosher. So no, that's the concept of Eid Echad neman b'isurin. So where's the source for that? Where do I know that though? How do I know that? So Rashi over here, he says it's not a gzeras akasuv, it's just a svar pshuta. Why do we know that? Because the Torah lets us that every yid is able to take off trumas or maizos from his own grain, and therefore, or to shecht his animals, and therefore, if he's believed in such a case, we don't see that there's any requirement of two edim. So therefore, we see that eid echad is neman b'isurin. And Tosas says no. Tosas says there's a gzeras akasuv. When it comes to the din of a zava, where a woman, she counts the seven Nikiyim. We assume everyone in the Chumrah is a Zava, so nowadays we also have this, right? Woman counts seven cleans days. Maybe she should need Edim to, so each time she should have to do the Bedika and bring it to Edim that it's kosher. No, the Pasuk says, V'safar la shivas yamim v'achar titayah, that she counts for herself. And the Gemara learns out, la la'atzma, that she doesn't have to have Edim. So we see that Edech ha'neman v'isurin. So that's that a single witness is believed. That's where Tosa says the idea comes from. So since over here, the guy is talking about an Isser v'Heter case, so we're assuming that one person is enough. So the Gemara says, that's not true. Ema d'arminan, when do we say Edecha Neman B'Yisurin? When would I say that this halacha of Edecha Neman B'Yisurin, that we apply the principle of one single witness is believed with regards to Isser v'Heter, kigon, chaticha safek shel chelev safek shel shuman. If you have an example where you have a piece of fat, you're not sure, is this an Isser D'Oraisa fat of chalev, or is it shuman, just a fat piece of meat, which is actually kosher meat, which is it? So there, it's Delois Chazik Yisura. In that case, so then we don't establish, there's no chazaka whether it's kosher or not kosher. And therefore, when an Edechad comes and says that it's okay, so then we believe him, fine, we're able to believe him that it's not chalev. So as opposed to over here of Al-Hakha, when it comes to the case of a get, we are assuming that the man and woman have previously been married. Reuven was married to Sarah. So now she has a Chazkas Isser D'Oraisa, that she's an Eishes Ish. This Chazik Isser D'Oraisa, so we assume that she definitely has a Chazaka as being married to Reuven before, this Sarah. So therefore, since she definitely was married beforehand, so in order to establish a change in her status, that cannot be done with one aid. So that's all Shaila. There are cases where an Eid Echad is believed even to establish, to overturn a status. If a person, let's say, claims to have separated Meiser from his grain, or shechted his animal, he's believed even though the grain of the animal was previously Tevel. What do we do with that? So Rashi addresses that. He says that case is different than, because that's a special heter called biyado. Since the person has the ability to masakin it on his own and ability to shecht it on his own, we can believe that he had done it properly and we have the right to believe him. So that would not be a kasha based on our case. So over here though, when it comes to the case of the get, the guy does not have the power to write the get unless he's the husband. So he's not the husband, he's a shliach. So maybe we shouldn't believe him. So the Gemara says, and so therefore, this case is talking about a case of davar sheba erva, and in davar sheba erva is, we learn out by davar mimamon, that it has to be only through two witnesses. So therefore, why is it that one shaliach is able to testify that the get was written lishma and able to be used? It should be something that requires two. It should be requires two. There's a big shaila over here, when the Gemara over here is according, it's a big nafkamina in the Girsos over here. When the Gemara says, when we're saying that over here, that it's, that the H is Havidavar Sheber, Vein Davar Sheber, Pachos Mishnaim, is that an additional point, or is that part and parcel of the point? If you assume that if Vahave Davar Sheber Erva is a separate point, so then each point in its own would be able to be a problem, meaning that an Eid Echad is not able to uproot a previous Chazaka, and over here it's a Davar Sheber Erva, so it shouldn't work on two accounts. If you assume it's all one point, so then there's a big nafkamina, is an Eid Echad Neman Yisurin able to uproot a previous cheskas iser? So it's a machlokas rishonim based on the Gemara over here would be very relevant to this machlokas, because if you assume like the girsa that it's vehavidavar sheba erva and vein vidavar sheba chasur shnayim, then you're assuming that each one on its own right is enough to reason to not assume that one eid echad would be neman. However, if you assume like our girsa, it could potentially be that eid echad would be able to uproot a cheskas iser. Okay, that's a fascinating discussion. So now the Gemara is rejecting though. It's not able to be believed with regards to you need two edim. So the Gemara says Rov Bekiyanin. So since most people outside Eretz Yisrael are familiar with the requirement that a get had to be written lishma, so therefore we could assume that the sofer who wrote the get knew about this requirement and wrote a valid get, and therefore midareisa we could assume that it was kosher because of Rov, and therefore we're following the Rov. So the Gemara says, and even Afilu Rabbi Meir, the Gemara points out, generally, Rav Meir is choshesh for the miut. Where do we see Rav Meir is choshesh for the miut? The Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Kuf Yotess and Aleph tells us that there's a machlokas tanaim with regards to yibum from a person who was married to a ketana. Reuven was married to Sarah the ketana, and he dies without any children. So now Sarah the ketana has to do yibum with Shimon. So what's the problem? No, the problem is that maybe she's going to be turned out that she's not an island and she's not showing signs of maturity now, because she's so young. She's only 6 or 7 at the time, so he can't do Yibam with her yet. So if that's the case, Rabbi Meir says, maybe later she's going to become an islandess, and it comes out that he was over in Issa Dereisa of Ishasach, because the din of Yibam only applies for both the husband and the wife are able to have children. If they're not able to have children, she's an islandess, so then we don't apply the Salacha. Or the boys might be a Saris if he's not older. So that is the Shaila, and Rabbi Meir is in fact Choshesh Lemiuta, and he says you cannot do Yibam. Because of this small possibility that this minor might never show signs of maturity and become an islandess, and therefore we're choshesh lemi'uta. So Rabbah is saying that in the case of the get, when it was written in Medina Sinam, we assume on a level d'oraisa that it's good. So maybe though Rabbi Meir is going to be machmer, the Gemara is saying no, even Rabbi Meir, generally machmer, would agree over here that it's okay. Because here you have stam safer d'dani migmar gemire, that people who are writing, generally sofrim, know the halacha. So if they know the halacha, so they know that it has to be l'shma. So therefore, since people who are writing them, who are living outside Israel, are also familiar with the Lishma requirement, and most people in general know this halacha, so you have like a double rov, a super rov, and therefore even Rav Meir would agree that we would this get would be valid. So now the Gemara says, so even Rav Meir agrees that it's good, so therefore, so why are we making this din? Rabbanan u de'itzrich, the Rabbanan made this requirement that the shliach has to testify about the get, because that really on a level of Daraisa you don't need this at all. So that's a takana de Rabbanan that we make you do this. Once it's a takana de Rabbanan, we allow it to be done only with one aid. V'halcha, turning on to the next Amud, I'll just finish the top of Gimel and Aleph. Mishum iguna, because of the fact that the woman is going to be left in aguna, that's why we're afraid she's not, and aguna is literally someone who's held back. She's not able to get remarried. We want her to be able to get remarried, and therefore the Rabbanan wanted to do this l'tovasa. Akilu be'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan were mekel with regards to the fact that one aid is allowed to deliver it and testify b'fanenechtav, in order to minimize the chances that the woman is going to be left a aguna. So now, okay, we'll pick up with Haikulahu Be'ezras Hashem in tomorrow's daf. But we see over here, basically, the Gemara is answering that this was a leniency that to have one aid deliver the get. Okay.